Now, there's going to be a special chance to see a unique exhibition of the beautiful stained glass artworks from Harry Clark at an exhibition opening in the National Museum of Ireland today. And Lynn Scarfe, the director of the National Museum, is on the line to tell us more. I mean, some people will be familiar with Harry Clark's stained glass work and his particular kind of elongated stretch style and beautiful colours. Others won't. So what makes him so special?
Well, look, I mean, Harry Clark, I think, as you say, Áine, many are familiar with him. He's in 16 counties all over Ireland, mostly in churches, and many will be familiar with him in Beauty's Cafe on Grafton Street. And so he is that unique thing, which is an incredible artist whose work is in public buildings. And so as such, he has this kind of constant conversation with the public. But for those of the listeners that aren't as familiar with him, what makes Harry Clark, I think, incredible and really for this festive season is his stained glass artwork is so layered, so exquisite. His biographer described some of the works that we have in the museum at the moment as jewel-like, and that really is, it hits the nail on the head. So, you know, you come into this space that's dark, and really what you see in front of you is these incredible works of art. But not only are they just beautiful to look at, they have a story to tell. And I think that's one of the incredible things about Harry Clark is through his work, this imagination and these illustrations, because he was an illustrator obviously as well, come through in the work, and really they just are mesmerising, draw you in.
And his style is so unique and so profoundly colourful, it's very hard to forget once you've seen it. And of course, he was around late 19th, early 20th century, the time of the Irish Arts Revival.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of people will know about the writers and the dramatists, the William Butler Yeats and the Sean O'Caseys and all the rest. But there was an arts and crafts element to it as well. And Harry Clark would have been the star of that.
Absolutely. And the works that we're showing in the museum, I mean, one of the exciting pieces of this for us is that it's a collaboration with the Crawford Art Gallery. So listeners in Cork will certainly know that transforming the Crawford Art Gallery project is underway at the moment, which means it's closed for refurbishment. So we're taking the three of their key Harry Clarks into the exhibition space over the duration of that. So they're joining one of our, so these are his early works, as you say, from that particular period. So there's four works from that early period that have come together. So 1910, 1911, when he was still a student actually in Dublin Metropolitan of Art and Metropolitan School of Art. And so what you see in those works, we also have some later work. So we also have a meeting and also a portrait of Robert Mulcahy. You can see a bit of the progression of the work, but those early works in terms of just that jewel-like piece that we talked about, the red and the blue glass and the white, are really just wonderful to see together. And it's a joy for us in the museum to work with our partners in Crawford to keep them on public display while their work is going on.
And he died young of TB. And, you know, already you get the sense that this is someone who would have had a much bigger international reputation had he had more time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you mentioned just when we were talking off air beforehand, your interaction with someone who had actually studied here.
His father had worked in
his studio. Whose father had worked in his studio. So I think no doubt, while he's very well known, obviously in Ireland, he is globally. And as you say, he died early from TB. He was in Switzerland at the time. But I think even still, his work endures. Even still, the legacy that he has is really, you know, unbelievable. And I think what's exciting for us in the museum in many respects is I think the thing about Harry Clark is you see him in a number of collections. You see him in counties, as I said, churches throughout Ireland. It's wonderful to bring these pieces together that have never been together before. So we're open Thursday late this week and next, and they will be actually on display for 2 years during the Crawford refurbishment. But I'd really encourage people in the festive time to come in and have a moment of reflection with these beautiful works. It's a lovely dark space to just switch off from all the madness of December and immerse yourself in these beautiful pieces.
That sounds like an irresistible offer. Lynn Scarfe, Director of the National Museum of Ireland. Thank you.